High Rise by Joylyn Wolfe. When the heat hits LA and the concrete slab of the city stabs hardened soles of feet, whose will they be? Not the ones sporting horse bit detailed loafers 26 floors above ground level, grassroots blue collar laborers steadying their aching bones on scaffolding surrounding new sky rise building, waving to washers of windows precariously tethered to the erection next door. No, it will be the ones heavy weight lifting, sweating in swim, steel-toe boots callous handed down from uncles, too big but they'll grow in to them with time, assume the role of the overlooked, underpaid, scapegoated, often deported, shorted, distorted, contorted into funhouse mirror imaginations from Windex-streaked high-rise view. Can't help it, can't help but step over unhomed bodies sleeping in office building thresholds. Can't help it, can't help but turn away though your pockets are fat as your overfed belly. Hungry ghosts wandering, pondering, nothing of consequence. I don't mean to throw shade or stones from my little glass studio, but when so many making your life so comfortable come to the one-room apartment they call home, to their family of six, do you not think there might be something amiss? Or do you just kiss your wives on their rigid lips as you fob the Mercedes and narrow your gaze as you make your way between ever-expanding encampments? Damn it, there I go again. Can't help it, can't help it, can't help. I want to write from a higher plane, but my recollection only seems to want to gather the fruits that have already fallen to the blistering ground, round up our loves and losses and toss them into the great compost heap of mistakes we make when we can't yet see the we inherent in everything. Make haste, waste not, want not, but we want so much more. Not what you have, just what is fair. Weather, friends, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. And there are not enough umbrellas in the world to shade us from the hot-headed hegemony that can't help it, just can't seem to help.